Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject once again today with He Gave Gifts Unto Men, and we're doing part 9 from 11-part series, and the topic we're doing specifically is the office of the teacher. The teaching gift is a divine gift. God is talking about the office when he talks about the teacher, and we see this in Romans chapter 12, verse 4. A teacher is not a teacher merely by natural ability or a natural inclination to teach. Paul described the teaching ministry as watering. Divisions can be caused by unbelief and hardness of heart. Even when teaching, it is the power of the Spirit based on the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, we have the fundamental principle of the doctrine of Christ, and these fundamentals cannot be compromised. And they are 1. Repentance from dead works, 2. Faith towards God, 3. The doctrine of baptisms, 4. Laying on of hands, 5. The resurrection of the dead, and 6. Eternal judgment. Christ gave teachers for the edifying and building up of the body of Christ, and we see this in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. Teachers should always be ready and open to receive fresh glimpses of truth from the Word of God or revelation. Revelation marks a teacher's ministry. The teacher is more important to the church, to those who are already saved. The teacher has the ability to take the Word of God as led by the Holy Spirit and have revelation and open up the Word of God to the body of Christ. Quite often, as a teacher is ministering the Word of God, the teacher can go from teaching into evangelism in a certain area that they're teaching and then drop back into the teaching. Teaching is very important because it explains the principles of God. It opens up the Word of God to a believer to understand more about God. The teaching ministry is used by God also to help people grow and become more mature. It also exposes the traditions of man, and the Bible says the traditions of man make the Word of God to no effect. The teaching ministry is very important ministry to the body of Christ, as it displays and shows the truth of the Word of God. The teacher works well and with the Holy Spirit to get revelation and understanding as they teach the Word of God to the body of Christ. The Word of God also says that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. This is one of the major functions of the teacher, is to explain the Word of God so the truth about God and His Word can go into the life and heart of a believer to set them free in any area. Any of the fivefold ministry positions are put in position by God or endowed and empowered by God for that position. In Romans chapter 12, verse 4, it says, "For we have many members in the one body, but all members do not have the same function." Quite clearly, that's saying in the body of Christ, we have different people with different gifts and they function differently. A ministry office is a spiritual place, and only God puts that person into position and supplies the power to keep that person in that position and to minister from that point of view. That's why, again, I say be careful of calling yourself one of the fivefold ministry people if you're not in that case by God. One last point I would like to say is the Word of God is not only truth, it is spiritual. It takes a man or woman born again of the Spirit of God to really interpret the Word of God truly in truth. So I would say to you that a teacher, I believe, must be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, to be able to interpret the Word of God and to deliver the Word of God in the Spirit. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.